It's 6:44. Morning show interviews live in studio are brought to you by College of the Rockies, with more than 60 certificates, diplomas, and degrees available here in the Kootenays. Isn't it time you discovered College of the Rockies' home advantage? Hey, the goalie for the Kootenay Ice Agers is back with us. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Hey, great, Dennis. Good morning.
I greatly enjoyed your stories, and thanks for sending us all the information after all the games.
Hey, no problem. We wanted to share all the fun we were having.
That's neat. You got your top goal scorer, one of them, with us here this morning. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
How are the games for you?
They were awesome. We just learned so much and had such a great time.
You got to tell everybody the story from the start here. The first game, the team couldn't make it because they had flight delays from Ontario, and you didn't want to take a forfeit. You could have took the first game.
Yeah, we could have taken the first game, but we were there to have fun. We're there to learn and the experience. So we said, no, we'll wait. And so we waited until 7 o'clock. And then they came in and showed us how to play hockey.
but that team was the one that won the whole thing.
Yeah, they sure did.
How did that work out, Melanie, then?
Well, you know, we knew Ontario was going to be powerful, for sure, and so that's not a surprise at all, and they're definitely a very experienced team, where our girls, most of us started playing in our 40s and 50s, and it's incredible the skill level of the women here from Cranbrook, and when you think about it, our little town of 20,000, we were competing against centers from, like, Kitchener, Edmonton, and such, so, and Vancouver was there, too, so we're pretty proud of what we did.
Then you went out in game number two against Cape Breton, who was representing Nova Scotia, in 13 seconds, and we were told 17. You check the box scores. Boy, right out, what happened? You just won the faceoff right away then, Diane?
Well, that was our last game against Edmonton that I got that score. Yeah, our center, Shara, won the faceoff right away, took it right down into the net. She took a big shot on net, took a rebound, and I said, hey, let me show you how to put that in the net.
And you got it. Yeah, well, that was the 2-1 win. Sorry.
That was the 2-1. That was the game against Edmonton.
Yeah, that's right. And then the 3-2 loss was the second game against Cape Breton.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, that gets it all. Yeah. And then Shara, here's the other big part of the story. So Shara goes, finishes the last game, drives to Penticton, and does Ironman.
Exactly.
She's amazing. She is totally amazing.
She completed it yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, we were all watching, the whole team was watching on the app, and we were watching through the day and checking out her progress, and we're just totally blown away by her, what she did.
Holy man. So what was her time was from? Well, the top finishers, it takes, you know, 8.5, 9 hours, so she's out there at least 12, I'm thinking, on the course.
I didn't catch the final timing.
I covered Ironman. Holy man. Well, you got a high personality team. Were there any other things happen other than traveling and everything else like that? What do you take away from the experience being a part of the 55 plus games then? They did a good job in Kamloops then?
Oh, they did a fantastic job. I think that city—that's what they're known as—the tournament capital of Canada, and they definitely know how to put on a great event. And we did miss the opening ceremonies with a playing later on the Tuesday, but we made up for it on the Friday. We went to the closing ceremonies.
Right. And Diane, you said that the Olympic ice makes a pretty big difference after playing usually in Cranbrook Memorial Arena. There's
right.
a little more area to skate around, right?
Yeah, we're used to skating at the Memorial. We did have a couple of practices before we left at Western Financial Place. But even still, the Olympic arena is so much wider, so we have so much more room to move and to skate. And That's exactly what the other team did. They skated a little bit better than we did on that big ice, but it was fun, and it's an experience that we certainly will never forget.
I guess it really depends, though, too. Like, when you say the 55-plus games, you could have a 55-year-old, and you could have a 95-year-old. No, really. So technically, I'm sure when you look down a roster, you're peeking at the ages too, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. And our team, most of us were in our 60s. I think there were only three in our 50s.
Yeah, there was only three under. And they were like 58, 59.
Yeah, so our average age, I would guess, is probably 62, maybe 61, 62, something like that.
That's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, because a lot of the ones that we saw coming on there were, you could tell they were 55, maybe 56, with a few older ones, but there's a lot of young ones that are like, yikes.
What happens for the regular season? Do you get many games or just go to tournaments?
We go to tournaments, but there's actually two leagues in town. So there's the league, which is everyone of all ages, basically 18 and over, and they play two or three times a week. And last year, myself and another lady from our 55-plus team developed basically a scrimmage team that goes out Wednesdays at lunchtime at the Memorial Arena. And so we're basically getting 60-plus people age-wise just scrimmaging on Wednesday at lunch. And it's great. People who haven't played in years are coming out. People who don't want to play with the young women that are like 18, 19, 20, they're coming out, and it's just increasing our ability to have ladies play hockey into their senior years.
Well, we're hearing about hockey, the popularity of women's hockey around the world, and it's obviously it's taking shape here too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a growing sport, and it's going to continue for sure. And certainly, if there's any women that are listening this morning, if they're interested in giving it a try, come out on the Wednesdays at noon.
Absolutely.
And we can definitely get some coaching as well.
How was your goaltending in Kamloops?
Our goaltending was amazing.
Good.
Both our goaltenders are just the best ever.
Well, who's the other goalie, Mel?
Jean Terpsma.
Oh, okay, good. So you just go back and forth then?
Exactly. Her nickname's Dryden, so that just tells you exactly how she plays the game. So
oh, I see.
It's amazing.
Well, that's neat. So on Wednesdays, you've always got two goalies. You don't have to put Captain Tough in there.
Well, sometimes
anything.
We put Captain Tough in there, but yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
You're
really
welcome.
It was really fun to follow it. And it makes a big difference when you get the scores in like you do.
And we'll do the same thing. We've got the BC 55 plus games coming mid-September, so we'll do the same thing. We'll send the scores in to you.
Are they Kamloops too?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait. Okay. All thank right. you very much for coming in. Diane Boots, top scorer, top goaltender, and Melanie McFarlane in with the Kootenai Ice Agers. Our live in-studio visits brought to you by College of the Rockies here in Cranbrook.